25 minutes after four. Renee, thank you for the message. Really appreciate it. So happy you guys are listening. I'll get through to some of the other shouts as well. That was Shekinah with Your Love. Also played Omalay with Waste. And thank you once again to those wonderful voice messages that we were able to play just before the top of the hour at four. And also to Helena for speaking to me over the phone about that festival that's kicking off tomorrow, all the way up until the end of the month, the 30th of August. You're hanging out with me, Brad. It's Casey Drive. Ek het vir Linke in die studio vanmiddag. Ongelukkig kon sy nie verlede week saam met ons gekuier het nie. Ons is in die studio vanmiddag vir haar nuutste lekker lewe met liefste Linke. Linke, middag, hoe gaan dit met jou?
Dit gaan goed met Brad.
Met Brad, ja.
Ja, daar is
hy. Ons hou die oom ding maar nou uit die studio uit. my vriende, ek kan nie op hoe grappie. Great, man, het gaan goed, dankie Linke. Hoe was jou week sover? Ons is nou die middel van die week nou, was het lekker bezig, jou kan?
Ja, ek moes begin leer het vir examens, maar dit was lekker sover.
Nice, so gaan jy vandag nog, as jy huis toe gaan, wat is jou planne nog, na hierdie segment van vandag, gaan jy nog lekker leer, of gaan jy die perder nee. Wat gaan jy doen?
Nee, ek gaan op my bed le.
Gaan jy leer? Dan die Margo weet nie van die planne nie.
Dan die Margo ek moet gaan leer.
Gaan leer, ja. So die eerste ding wees, wat sy altyd sê, Linke is altyd lekker om met jou te kuier vanmiddag. Jy het een speciale gas saamgebring, so ek gaan achter oor sit, en ons gaan luister na julle gesprek vanmiddag. So die vloer is joune.
Okay, hallo julle, dit is alweer Linke. Today we're talking about something that is especially important for grade 5 learners and their parents. From 3rd August until 23rd September, the Western Cape Department of Health and Wellness is visiting schools as part of the immunization campaign. Grade 5 girls may receive the HP vaccine, while both grade 5 boys and girls may receive the TDAP booster. And today I'm very happy to have Sister Janine Bosch here with me in the studio. Sister Janine Bosch is the Assistant Manager Nursing Primary Healthcare in the Paarl area from the Western Cape Department of Health and Wellness. Sister Janine, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good afternoon, Linke, all the listeners, Bradley, and thank you for the opportunity.
It's lovely to have you here. Okay, let's start with HPV because I think a lot of young people hear the word but don't actually know what it means. What exactly is HPV and why should young girls know about it?
HPV is short for human papilloma virus. It is a common virus and the leading cause of cervical cancer. The cervix is the lower narrow part of the uterus. Your uterus is where a baby grows when you are pregnant. According to the Cancer Association of South Africa, cervical cancer is the second most common cancer among South African women. It is also the cancer women die of most in our country.
We hear that HPV can cause cervical cancer, as you just mentioned. Can you explain what cervical cancer is in a way that younger listeners, especially grade 5 girls, can understand?
So cervical cancer is a disease that affects a part of a woman's body called the cervix, which is found in the lower part of the womb. It is helpful to think of the cervix as a special part of the body that helps protect the womb. Sometimes, if a person gets certain types of HPV and is not protected, cells in the cervix can become unhealthy over many years and may turn into cancer. The good news is that the HPV vaccine can help to stop this from happening.
Yeah. Now, I think one of the questions young people may be a little embarrassed to ask is how does someone actually get HPV?
Well, HPV spreads through close skin-to-skin contact. The important thing to know is that HPV is not spread by sharing food, hugging, shaking hands, sitting next to someone, or playing together. Because HPV is so common, we protect children with a vaccine before they are older and before they might ever be exposed to the virus.
So it's actually very good to get the vaccine.
Yes.
If cervical cancer normally affects women when they are older, why are girls being vaccinated against HPV while they are still so young?
Good. A very good question. The program currently prioritizes girls because vaccinating girls before they are exposed to HPV provides strong protection against cervical cancer, and high vaccination coverage amongst girls provides population level benefits. You can think of it as putting on a seat belt before the car starts moving rather than after the accident has happened.
Yeah, that's very true. Something I think boys and parents may wonder is, if boys can also get HPV, why is the HPV vaccine currently being offered to grade 5 girls and not routinely to grade 5 boys through the school program?
Good. So, the main goal of the school HPV program is to prevent cervical cancer, which affects women. Since cervical cancer can only occur in people with a cervix, the program focuses on vaccinating girls to give them protection before they grow up. HPV vaccination is currently not routinely given to boys through the national school-based program, but parents or caregivers who wish to have a boy vaccinated against HPV should discuss vaccination options with healthcare providers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. There's so much information on social media about vaccines, and not all of it is true. What would you say to a parent or young girl who is worried about the HPV vaccine could affect her fertility or cause problems later in life?
Since the inception of the HPV school-based vaccination program in 2014, millions of doses have been safely administered around the world, and the vaccine is still recommended by the World Health Organization. If you read up on health-related information, please make sure you look at credible sources so that you get the facts from the start. There are lots of myths and misinformation, so let me be clear. HPV immunization does not cause HPV infection or cancer. HPV immunization does not affect your fertility. HPV immunization is not a treatment for existing HPV infections. HPV immunizations helps prevent HPV-related cancers before it develops. If you have concerns, speak to a nurse, doctor, or healthcare provider and ask questions. It is always good to ask.
Thank you, sister. Now, there is another vaccine being offered during this campaign called the TDAP booster. And this one is for both grade 5 boys and girls. What does TDAP protect us against? And why do children need a booster if they're already vaccinated when they were younger?
So we call it the TDAP, TDAP immunization is a booster that protects children against tetanus, what is called lockjaw, diphtheria, and pertussis, also called whooping cough. So protection from immunizations received in early childhood normally or naturally decreases over time. Tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough can be very serious, but the booster will help protect you, and it will also reduce spreading of these diseases in schools, families, and communities. A booster is like topping up your cell phone. When the battery is drained and you plug it in, think of it that way. That is how a booster works. It just reminds your body's immune system how to fight these diseases and help to keep you protected as you grow older.
Yeah, that's very important. I know one of the biggest questions from kids is probably, is it going to hurt? What can they expect when they get either of these injections, and are there any normal side effects afterwards?
Of course, most of the learners say it feels like a quick pinch or scratch that only lasts a few seconds. After the injection, your arm on the side where you vaccinated, you might have mild effects such as redness, swelling, pain, even a mild fever or tiredness. These usually go away within a day or two. We've never had serious reactions. It's very rare. The injection is very quick, and therefore the protection it gives lasts for many years. I'd like to encourage parents who have questions to speak to a healthcare worker at the local clinic or to ask the local GP more information. I'd like also to reassure the parents, we will only immunize children if they have a signed consent form.
Yeah, thank you. Now, parents have to sign a consent form before their child can receive these immunizations. Why is that consent form so important? And what happens if a child misses school on vaccination day?
A very good question, Linka. The consent form is our first and most important step. Without a signed consent form, our school health team cannot immunize your child. Parents and caregivers do so much every day to protect their children. Signing and returning the consent form is a simple but powerful way to protect their children's health and future. One signature can give your child access to protection that could last a lifetime. If your child is absent on the day the school health team visits the school, please let the school know. The teacher can then speak to the school health nurse to discuss options available. We will gladly return to vaccinate the child. We are here to support you.
That is so good to know, sister. Now, before we finish, what would you say to a parent who is still unsure about signing the consent form? And what would you say directly to a grade 5 learner who might be nervous about getting the injection?
To the parents, immunization is an important way to protect everyone's well-being now and for years to come. Parents and caregivers, please look out for the consent form in your child's school bag. Read it, sign it, and return it to the school as soon as possible. We thank all parents and caregivers who continue to work with us to protect the health and well-being of their children and our communities. To the young ones that listen, feel free to talk to a nurse, doctor, and other healthcare workers if you have any questions about your health. We share information without judgment. We genuinely care about you and your future. The injection is like a pinch. It is over in seconds, but it gives you the opportunity to thrive for years to come. Besides talking to adults you trust and healthcare workers, you can also get credible information through the Be Wise app. This is a platform where you can get information about relationships, your health, and more. Check it out, bewisehealth.com.
I think what we heard today is that education is so important around the vaccine. Thank you, Sister Janine.
You're welcome.
Sister Janine, thank you so much for being here with me today in the studio and for helping us understand a little more about HPV and TDAP and why these immunizations are so important. I really hope that conversations like this can help create more awareness, especially among young people and parents, and make it easier for us to ask questions about our health without feeling embarrassed or scared. Thank you to the Western Cape Department of Health and Wellness for taking the time to educate us and for helping us make informed choices about our health and our future. And to everyone listening, remember, asking questions is never something to be embarrassed about. Sometimes one question can help someone else too. Until next time, take care of yourselves and look after each other. Dis lekker lewe met liefste Linka. Baie julle.